Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
It is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
How you doing?
And that is producer Ryan McGibney.
What up?
He has pockets of money. We were in the studio about to record the podcast, and I heard some crumbling, and I was like, that sounds and partly smells like money. I know that smell from anywhere, or that sound from anywhere. So I wanted to start this off with, because I haven't been wanting to talk about this on the regular show.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's bad luck and anything could happen, but I've just been wanting to shout it out from the rooftops.
We know you're gay, Miguel.
I mean, but do you really?
Oh no.
Do you really know?
Yeah, we know.
I mean, I want to give you some full proof here. No, I am literally at the homeward bound of buying this townhouse.
So excited.
I'm so, like, once we actually close, then I'll talk about it on the air.
That's how I felt the same.
But, like, we just got over the hurdle of the, after the appraisal and some haggling back and forth and some hardball negotiations.
Ooh, hardball.
Yeah, I was not a part of that. I just saw some of what was happening between my real estate agent and the seller and how crazy it gets. And so, but now we're at the home stretch where we agreed, some addendums were signed, and so yeah, we're pretty much about to be at the closing. And so now I went and contacted my apartment complex and have to pay a shit ton of money to get out of my lease.
Bitches.
That's so stupid.
I understand you're a company, and like, your goal obviously is to make money, but to sort of like put thousands of dollars on the backs of people that are simply just trying to better their lives, and you're making it more stressful. It's just, I don't get it.
They should make it so, like, you have a 2-month notice or whatever, 60 days.
Yeah, so here's what I found out.
Then they should be able to find somebody else.
Oh, they will. I mean, I know for a fact.
You shouldn't have to pay anything.
Right. Well, I could see, like right now, I'm going to end up vacating my apartment by the end of June. And so I'm telling them now, so how many, like, that's what, 30 plus... 10 days or whatever. I feel like I would be like, you know what? Since you're breaking your lease, you have to pay for July. Like, I'd be like, all right. I mean, because they're a business and they want to make some money, and I am breaking a contract, which right now times are good, and someone literally is probably going to be in my apartment a week after I'm out. But as a policy, but 2 months rent, and that's a lot of fucking money to have to pay already.
I know.
I'm a little incensed about that.
This is what I said. You know how they make you choose? They're like, okay, when you sign the lease, they're like, do you want to pay 2 months rent, or do you want to leave it up to chance? And then if we can rent it, then you don't owe anything except for that month. Like, they should do it. That's totally for the benefit of them getting money.
Almost definitely.
They should just say, okay, so here's how it's going to be. If we can find someone to get the thing, cool. If not, you owe us 2 months rent.
Boom.
That's it.
Yeah.
But they don't do that because that's not good for them.
No. And I mean, like I said, I understand it's a business, but at the same time, I feel like it's sort of taking advantage.
It's super taking advantage of.
Of the consumer. And it's just, it's a little annoying.
And you have to be spotless in order to get your deposit back.
I know.
And any place that I've ever rented from, which has been a lot over the years, I think I've only gotten my full deposit back twice. And I mean, I've been in probably 8 different places.
And I don't even know if I paid if they made you pay a full deposit, because sometimes it's a little bit different how they I don't even remember like what I paid.
You should have had a deposit.
I mean, I don't think it was, I think it was like maybe $200 or something. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. Yeah.
My deposit was a month and a half of rent.
Oh.
So I was like, I will be getting this back. I even sprung for the extra carpet shampoo just to get it back. And thankfully I did.
You got the full deposit back?
Mm-hmm.
I need to find out what that, I don't even remember. I don't, because at the time when we moved, I didn't have like a lot of money anyway. So I don't even remember how, like, I think it was a little bit, I think it was like a special because they weren't carpet. Doing
maybe
so
maybe they
well.
Waived the deposit.
Maybe so.
Because they were new.
You have carpet?
Just in the bedroom.
Okay.
Why?
Kool-Aid works really well to clean carpets. Just throwing it out there.
What now?
Kool-Aid. If you want to clean the carpet, just fill the vacuum little thing with Kool-Aid.
It does not.
Ryan. I was like, bitch, no.
Ryan's got dad jokes for days.
I know. I was like, I was looking at your face. I'm like, what bullshit are you trying to bring to me right now? Because if I go in there being like, I'm going to put some grape Kool-Aid and clean my living or my bedroom.
Why does it got to be grape?
Because that's the kind I used to drink when I was younger. I used to like grape or cherry.
Cherry is the best.
I love me some cherries back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited. I have a friend of mine moving in with me, which I'm a little nervous about because I haven't lived with anyone. Literally in my entire life, I've only lived with three other people. My friend Corey in college from high school, and that worked well. With Kramer, who we talked to last week on the podcast, but we only lived together for like a month after college. And then I lived with you, Holly, and your ex-husband for 5 years.
Yep.
And so I'm a little nervous because then I've lived alone now for 4 years.
And has it been that long?
It has. It was 2 years in Panama City, and then now it's 2 years here in Tampa Bay. So it's been that long since I've lived by myself.
Wow.
I mean, and it's like I remember when I first lived by myself after I moved out from you, I still kept some of the same things. There's a better word for it, but I'm tired. Not traditions, but
habits.
Thank you. Habits. Where like, you know, if I was home by myself, I would just, you know, be fully clothed and like I'd be like, well, like can't somebody might walk in and but then like now I'm like after I take a shower, I'm butt ass naked on the couch.
Whoa.
I got my balls out. Oh, I'm just hanging out on the couch.
Gross.
And just like, yes. The other day I cleaned completely naked, but just in my tennis shoes, and my balls were slapping around.
Would
as
you
I was
stop
like,
talking about your balls? That's so gross.
It was so fun. I was like mopping the floor and they're just swinging around.
I don't know how guys are guys. That is disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's my body part. I can't help it.
I'm so glad that I don't have balls right now. I can't imagine having balls that just dangle there and get stuck to your leg and they itch. And
oh,
you gotta
man.
Like.
Summer's coming, Holly.
It's already here. What are you talking about?
Like, you have to like pick them up or whatever when you sit
imagine
down.
Imagine if you had leather seats in your vehicle.
Oh, can't do it.
Thank God for no balls.
Save that. So I'm really excited to be able to do that and then to experience what it's like living with a roommate and also for him to pay some of my mortgage. So I'm just...
Hey, heads up, put your balls away. Unless y'all both plan on swinging your balls around together.
That is disgusting with him and that will not happen.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I don't want to see his balls. What? I don't want his balls on my couch.
Nobody wants to think about your balls either.
I have very delicious balls, Holly. Thank you very much.
Bone apple tea.
Oh, my God. Of course, you know, the only thing that I just thought of was suck on my chocolate salted balls.
What is that from?
That's a song. You don't know that?
You know, from South Park, like the first season?
No.
Chef sings it because he's actually making like cookies or something. But of course, he's this big black guy voiced by Isaac Hayes, the late Isaac Hayes, by the way. And he's like, suck on my chocolate. Put him in your mouth and suck him. It's pretty good. Yeah. Hey, chef. The chef is my favorite.
Butter melted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stick it all in a bowl.
How have you never heard this?
I haven't.
Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins.
This
and
is Miguel's new theme song.
So it is. Suck on my balls.
We just need to make a video of you, like, jolly walking down downtown St. Pete and just this song.
This song, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I love that. Why have I never heard that?
I don't know, but you really missed that train.
Suck on my chocolate salted balls.
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
Wow, I'm going to make that my theme song. Some I wish I could on Tinder or Grindr.
Pretty sure some white ladies pop in towards the end and suck them. Like, it's good.
Oh, my God, hold on. I have to hear that. Hold on.
Baby. Blow. Suck on my balls, baby. Suck on my
as white ladies as I remember.
Thank you.
I do see also.
There's a talented group of youngsters that call themselves Rancid.
I do see another video on here for Isaac Hayes' Chocolate Salty Balls Live.
Live.
Oh, what a treat. I really love Chef on South. Like, I had a Chef keychain back in the day when I was a big South Park fan.
Holly, you love black people.
I know.
You've always loved black people.
I know. I wish I was black sometimes.
Why have you never been with a black man?
I don't even really know that many.
Holly, we need to get you with a black man before you enter into your next relationship.
Why? That seems racist to me.
It's not racist.
I feel like whatever said black man would be like, I'm not being with this white woman just so she can experience a black man.
Well, no, because, I mean, you would obviously have to find a black man that you gelled with. You wouldn't just, like, be like, ooh, he's black, let's do him. I mean, you would have to find someone that you gel with, that you'd be like, all right, we get along with, and then just experience it. I think it would be great for you.
You know what they say about that? Once you go black, you might really have a great time.
Once you go black, they probably gonna break your crack.
Oh. What the hell? Miguel, I'm not just going to do a black man for the sake of it, all right? Can we just put that out
there? Ryan, as a white guy, have you ever been with a black girl before?
I have not.
What is with
I'm
you
not
people?
Against it. I'm just... It's never come about.
Right.
How have y'all not encountered black people at all?
You search out white boys. Okay?
I don't search them out. They come to me.
That is false.
They come to me.
No, that is false.
But I have also been with Latino men, white men, black men, Indian men.
I just know a lot of white dudes. I don't know.
There was a girl when I was growing up in my neighborhood, and I used to ride the bike around. And she liked me. She lived in an apartment complex down at the end of the neighborhood. Her name was Kiki.
Hey, Kiki!
Come on, Kiki!
Hey, Kiki, how you doing?
Yes. She had a crush on me.
Ooh.
And why didn't you ever go for Miss Kiki?
I mean, I was like 10. So,
wasn't trying to go in for the kill.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, I have...
We hung out at her house all the time, but I wasn't 10.
What are you doing at 10?
Oh, you can still do a lot of stuff when I was 10 years old.
That is disgusting, and don't even put that into the universe.
Well, I'm just saying, listen, the school bus ride when I was 10 years old, them kids were nasty. Now, the little girls would get underneath the seats, and they'd put their pants down, and the boys would go underneath the seat and they touch their little hoo-ha's.
Oh,
of course,
what?
I didn't participate.
What kind of bus is this?
Girl, well, that's
the slut bus.
The Playboy bus.
Yes. It was a party bus up to Atlanta.
It was, and I remember Miss Pam was our bus driver, and she used to tell us that...
Oh, God.
She told us one time that when we got to high school, she said, remember when you were in middle school and sometimes I would pull the bus over and be like, ooh, I need to check the tires. And she would get this big stick out and see if the tires were like flat. She said, I was actually farting when I had to get off the bus.
What?
And she was this short little black lady with like a big old afro, and she used to wear like the gloves when she used to drive the bus. And then whenever she'd have to back up, she'd like spin her hands real big on the wheel with her gloves on.
They all did. Oh, the bus driver spin is great.
Oh my gosh, I miss Miss Pam. She was great. And then I had another bus driver in the morning. Her name was Melissa Driver, and she was this white lady who she loved radio too, and she would talk about radio, and we'd listen to the morning show in Atlanta all the time and talk about it. And it was a fun time on the bus.
Well, I never had those types of fun times on the bus.
I feel like a lot of my fun times I had, you did not have those as well.
No.
Magic school bus.
No.
So we're going on a Memorial Day weekend is coming up. And so we have a lot of potential fun yet tragic times going on. So, Holly, what are you doing for Memorial Day weekend?
Okay. Well, as much fun as it would be for me to come on here and be like, is Ryan having a party? Woo! It's not. That's not what's happening. I'm super excited for I have had the worst time saying Memorial Day on the air.
Memorial Day weekend.
I said a memorial today.
A memorial.
Anyway, I'm really excited about it because I have my daughter this weekend, have Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom is a big fan of going across the state to Titusville where my Aunt Wilma lives.
Mm.
She's actually my mother's aunt, but she's not that much older than, she's probably about the same age as my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not like very old or anything. She's probably in her 60s, maybe early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But she's spunky, you know, and And so she's got this really nice house, a really nice saltwater pool in the backyard. And we went there last Memorial Day. I brought Maya. Maya had a blast. My mom got to see Aunt Wilma. It was fun. So this year, my mom's like, let's do that again. And at first, my ex was supposed to have Maya. And I was like, woo, I'm going to do brunch on Memorial Day weekend. We'll get drunk. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I can't do that when I have a kid with me.
Sorry.
But as has been previously mentioned in several of the previous podcasts, I'm sort of talking to someone.
And when you say talking, how has this relationship developed? I mean, are we exclusive right now? Are we still in just playful mode? Or
we're not doing like a title type situation.
So are y'all still doing other people?
No.
Okay, so you're exclusive.
I guess so.
If someone came up to you that was really hot.
Man, that sucks because we're having a big makeout party at our house later this week.
Holly, you're missing out. I know. Could have made out with the OGM. What is it?
That's okay. I'm all right.
If a hot guy, like let's say a hot black guy. Wait. Hold on. What if Jason Derulo, your favorite black man, came, like we got an emergency phone call this afternoon. They said, hey, Jason Derulo, we want him on y'all show tomorrow, and we were like doing a bit on the air, and I was like, Holly's always loved you, she wants to be with a black man, and he was like, come over here, Holly.
That's an emergency, so that's a different story.
I mean, but listen, if you're would you let Jason Derulo put his tongue down your throat even while you're with Mr. Dimples?
You know how people get away with stuff? It's called crime of passion. Just categorize it under that. You'll be good.
I mean, but how exclusive are we talking here? Has there been a conversation?
No, there hasn't. And also, he's still, like, here's the thing. So we talk, like, every day, and we've, like, hung out every weekend. So I'd say pretty fairly exclusive. Mm. So, like, if Jason Derulo literally came on the show, I mean, like, we actually had to put are we putting the what if bubble on?
Yeah, we're putting the what if bubble
on. Okay, if actual Jason Derulo came on the show tomorrow, I would say we're at the stage of, like, I'd probably kiss Jason Derulo, but nothing else. Like, right. If Jason Derulo's like, hey, girl, come to my hotel room, I'd be like, ooh, I really don't want to.
Right, so if it were after, like, we did the show,
Holly,
and it was.
You could get, like, a Snapchat picture of you and him, like, while he's sleeping. And just post it on the internet.
No, he would
and
make
get
me
TMZ
take,
to buy
he
it.
He would probably take away my phone.
Yeah, they probably and have you sign a non-disclosure
they have
form.
A guard out front.
Yes, they would.
So let's say we do the show and like it's a fun, innocent kiss on the air. Right. So you know when it's on the air, it's
when
different.
When it's on the air, it's fine.
And so afterwards, and we were like getting pictures, and then he whispered in your ear. He was like, "Hey, come to my hotel room afterwards. I got something for you." What would you do?
I wouldn't do it.
What if it's a puppy? Like what?
Oh.
He just said something. He didn't say what it was, Holly.
Then I definitely wouldn't do it because who the hell wants a puppy?
What
not
if,
me.
What if he said, Mikko. Come get this dirt.
Oh. No, I would say, I appreciate your dick. I'm sure it's delightful.
Oh.
But no, I'm okay right now.
Wow. So you really are into this guy.
I am.
I'm about to say, Holly, that's major. Like, we've gone through this whole exercise, and I did it just to see how serious you are, because Jason Derulo has been your number one black man for a long time.
Yep.
And if you would not sleep with him, I mean, this is getting pretty serious.
I know, it's weird. Like, in a way, I sort of feel bad because I feel like I'm letting you down content-wise right now.
No, not at all. I mean, this is great. I love going down this rabbit hole to see how much you actually enjoy Mr. Dimples.
I really do.
Now,
like, we have so much in common.
What's the thing you like about him most, Holly? His personality?
Well, I mean, there's two different paths of things that you really enjoy.
Oh.
I mean,
we're all sensitive people.
Which path
is he
like
sensitive to
down?
That cat?
And what now? Okay, so I really enjoy the fact that we're, like, sort of becoming really great friends.
Mm.
Because I had this mishap with my TV installation the other day, and I was really frustrated, and I had a vent, and I immediately called him, and I was like, listen to this shit! And I just, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's pretty cool that I thought to call him first and, like, just vent, and it's not, like, you know, something that I, like, I feel really comfortable around him. So that's nice. And then secondarily, he's really good at some things.
What things? Like cooking?
No, like bedroom things.
Oh.
Like making the bed?
I don't know. I've never seen him make the bed.
Is he good at massaging your back while you're in bed?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
What is? I mean, what in the bed is he good at?
He doesn't need a nightlight.
What?
I don't know.
I wish that I had control of music right now because I would play.
What would you play? Tell me. Wait, hold on. Take your headphones off and tell me. I'm gonna turn the microphones down so I get the music ready. Hold on, Liz. I cue up this music.
This is so
Ryan, did you hear what she said?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I did.
So just by listening to this song, we're going to know what he's good at.
Oh, my God. This is mortifying, by the way. If you're him, you're like, no, please, no. God, no, don't.
Wait, hold
it.
On. Oh, I wish I could, like,
it's like
it.
The meme where it's like, friends, don't do it. And you're like, I'm going to do it.
Oh, something with your Kit Kat, Holly? Killing the game, still riding. Play.
I'm jeans on my derriere, throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a pie.
So we can figure that whatever this chorus is that's what's
he's really familiar with downtown St. Pete, and you like that because you live here. That's why.
That's exactly what it is, Ryan. Thank you. Downtown, downtown, downtown.
Did you guys see that story of the girl that got pulled in by the seal or whatever it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I saw a meme that said, I'm not going to fall for her. Me. Gets pulled in by the seal. That's you right now.
That's me.
Why do I feel like when y'all in the bedroom, like literally it's like all these horns and people singing. This is what it sounds like.
It sounds like that horn section above the bed. And I'm like, woo! It's fantastic. I'm so embarrassed for him right now. Like, he's probably mortified.
And next time you guys are seen together, people are going to be like, oh, hi, Mr. Dimples.
Goodness gracious.
Wow. Okay. So now we see why you gotta leave Jason Derulo.
I don't
alone.
Know what kind of skills Jason Derulo got. I'm not leaving this one. For an unknown.
All right. So now that we've established that, so what are y'all doing this weekend?
Oh man, I forgot that's what we were even talking about. Okay, so what's happening is my mom, Maya, Mr. Dimples, and I are driving over to Titusville, dropping my mom and Maya off at Aunt Wilma's house, and then Dimples and I are going to get a hotel in Orlando Friday night,
mm-hmm.
go to Universal on Saturday,
ooh.
And then hotel Saturday night into Sunday, and then go, I'm not sure after that, I think maybe go back over and pick my mom up and Maya, play that by ear, I don't know.
Wow, so y'all are going to have two nights in a hotel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Feel bad for that maid.
Oh my God! Streets boy, better follow me towards
downtown. Oh, I wish.
This song is so jubilant, it really matches my mood. Downtown!
Cut the bullshit, get off my mother. Stonewash so raw, I'm gonna pay like a bullet. I forgot
it's not
how
bad.
Good that
like,
song
it
is.
Really is good. Like, remember the people that didn't like it?
Yeah.
They're like, that was so stupid. I fucking love that
That's
song.
I'm going to put that back on my CrossFit playlist.
Hell
I like
yes.
that.
Now I'm going to play it when I'm in the bedroom.
Oh. You can't catch me. I'm a po-po.
Can't remember me. Okay, so I don't know about being a dude. Is that mortifying that I just said all that?
No, I don't think so. Well, actually, you know what? I have to tap out of this because as a gay man, like, you sort of pride yourself on if you're able to do that to another guy. So Ryan, you have to speak for straight men here. I don't know. Is that something that you would be embarrassed about or that you would shy away from?
I don't think so. That's fine.
Okay.
That's advertising for me.
Oh, okay.
So
that's like good publicity.
Sure. I got you.
But wasn't there just a blown off where somebody blew the girl off for talking about it on the internet?
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
So
like,
some
I don't
people
know.
Are different. You never know.
and we've already talked about, and like Kramer mentioned this last week about how guys get weirded out about being talked about. I mean, obviously this is not on the air.
Right.
And, you know, this is something where we're clearly still calling this person Dimples because, like, I'm not saying who it is.
Right. Are you going to ever be able to say who it is?
I think probably eventually.
Okay. All right.
Not now.
Interesting.
We'll have a countdown timer website up soon.
And we can reveal who he is.
But it'll be fun. So that's my weekend.
Okay. Ryan, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm working the 97X barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Shooting some photos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all day Saturday. Sunday, we're going to a friend's housewarming party in the afternoon. And in the morning, we're going to a sunflower patch.
Ryan, what in the hell has your life become?
Like, you're younger than us. You're supposed to be the one who's like, I'm getting drunk this weekend. I'm going to be crazy.
We're going to go
frolic
party
in a field of sunflowers.
Okay, you damn it.
No, I asked permission, and they're going to let me fly my drone over there. So that's what I want. I want to get a cool video.
Oh, that's fun. This weekend, I plan on actually one of my best friends from college. He's coming in today. And tonight we're not doing shit because we still have to work tomorrow on Friday. But then Friday night we'll do RuPaul's Drag Race at my friend's house. Then we'll go out for a little bit for a few cocktails here and there.
A few? You're going to get trashed.
Not really. Not super trashed.
Ryan, what are the over-under odds that Miguel will be trashed on Friday?
He'll be real trashed.
Yeah. But the big event of the weekend is the big gay brunch on Sunday.
I saw
the flyer at the top of the event page. You
yes.
just had a
I'm so
rainbows.
I'm pissed that I'm
gay.
Missing this, honestly. I really am.
It's so fun. So we go to the Oyster Bar in downtown St. Pete. We go there and we start mimosas. You can pour your own mimosas, which is amazing.
What's it, like $20?
It's 14 for mimosas, 14. For unlimited mimosas.
Isn't and then
it's
food too?
Yeah, yeah. And then you get the brunch. Uh huh. You can get the buffet. I usually just get like a buffalo chicken wrap. And then we were there until like 3 o'clock. And then we go to
my sentiments exactly.
And then we go like Mandarin High down the way and have a drink or two there. Then we go to Enigma and then we have a couple drinks there and you see everybody. And then you change into your swim trunks and then you go to the Flamingo. And that's where things just fall off the rails.
You know what? The Oyster Bar is going to listen and hear this. They have like a siren inside of their thing. They're going to flip the switch immediately.
Yes.
They're like, Miguel's coming.
No,
with his friends.
They're like, uncork 5 more bottles of champagne.
They're like, hold on. You know that order you're about to put through? Double it.
They're like, wait, send O'Malley to Sam's Club to pick up an extra case of mimosas, mm-hmm. of champagne, because we're going to need it.
Yeah.
And so then we go to the Flamingo. And then there's this thing, apparently, Sunday night, where there is a male strip club where on Sunday nights they don't have females there. It's just males. And they apparently you can't serve alcohol there. So you go to one of the clubs in Ybor and you drink there. And then they put you on a bus and then they bus you to this place.
This sounds sketchy as fuck.
It sounds delicious to me right now. And so then you go to the strip club and you're just there for the night.
Do they blindfold you
they
and like
bus you back? Like what happens?
I guess they can bus you back or most people probably like take an Uber and leave from there.
Jeez.
So one of my friends has gone before. I haven't.
That's
so yeah. So I'm interested to see how that goes. I'm interested to see if we
it's
even
like
make
Fight
it.
Club.
It
it's
is
gay club. Like what happens at gay club? You don't talk about gay.
You
club.
Don't.
Nah.
So if I come in here next week and you're like, so how was the male strip club? And I'm just like,
what are you talking about?
I've never heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
We only went to brunch and that was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it. So, all right. Well, anything else y'all have on your plate to talk about or anything? I think we're done.
What else? Anything else?
No.
How are you in the romantic department? Are you just dating?
Yeah. There's like a couple of people that are there.
Okay, let me do this then. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to like go down every single person except we don't have nicknames yet.
Right.
What are the odds that there will be some sort of hookup or situation with a potential love interest this weekend?
None? Well, because I'm with friends, and so, I mean, if it were, it would be someone random, if we're being completely honest here.
Okay.
But I, for the people that I am sort of talking to, just having conversations with, like, they all have sort of have their own things going on this weekend, and so I don't like to sort of, if I'm not seriously talking to you, sort of like you are with Mr. Dimples, I don't like to bring them into a friend situation like I'm going to be in this weekend.
Gotcha.
Because then it's just awkward.
Yeah, it is.
If I don't, if we're not really, you know, going down that path.
So will there be a random hookup?
I don't know. That sort of remains to be seen. It depends. I mean, I don't ever look for it when I'm out. I mean, if it happens and it's normally like someone approaches me and then if I get that feeling from you, that's where it's gonna go.
Okay.
It will, but normally it doesn't. So
gotcha.
We'll see. Yeah. Except for that one time it did happen, and I really don't remember how it happened. But
yikes.
All right.
Well, you know what? I hope you have a very happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. God bless.
That's so awful. Let's just end this right now.
Okay.
I'm hungry. All right.
I'm starving. I can't think straight.
Ryan, what's all your social media?
Radio McGib, MCGIB.
Holly.
On stuff.
Stuff. Mine's Radio Holly on everything except Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook at Holly on Hot 101.5.
Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. I'm Miguel Fuller, MIGUELFULLER. And on Facebook, you can just type in Radio Miguel and you'll find me there. And you can find Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot1015TampaBay.com on the Hot1015 app. And you can find it on iTunes. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And if you do, make sure to rate and subscribe. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot1015TampaBay.com, the Hot1015 app, or on iTunes.